A Plague on Both Your Houses by Susanna Gregory.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Susanna Gregory was a police officer in Leeds before taking up an academic career. She conducted postgraduate studies at the University of Durham before earning a PhD at the University of Cambridge. She has also done field work with whales, seals and walruses during 17 field seasons in the polar regions and has taught comparative anatomy and biological anthropology. Aside from her two popular series of historical mysteries featuring Matthew Bartholomew and Thomas Challoner, she's also written books on castles of Britain and cathedrals of the world. She now lives in Wales with her husband, who's also a writer, and the two have published another series of medieval mysteries under the pseudonym Simon Beaufort. To my husband, for his encouragement and enthusiasm. Prologue. Cambridge, 1348. The scholar waited in the black shadows of the churchyard trees for the sheriff's night patrol to pass by, trying to control his breathing. Two of the men stopped so close that he could have reached out and touched them. They stood for several minutes, leaning against the wall surrounding the churchyard, looking up and down the deserted road. The scholar held his breath until he thought he would choke. He could not be discovered now. There was so much to lose. Eventually, the sheriff's men left, and the scholar took several unsteady breaths, forcing himself to remain in the safety of the shadows until he was certain that they had gone.